Colossians 1, 9 through 12. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who is qualified to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. You may be seated. When I was a little younger, and my kids were a lot younger, my kids used to listen to a record over and over again, and I sort of learned this a little bit. At least I learned the chorus of this, and you may learn the chorus after this, because I'm going to read a song that was on this record called The Music Machine. How many remember that Music Machine? It actually was a truth that went around, yeah. But The Music Machine, and it's about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. It's about every one of the fruits. So this is about patience. There was a snail called Herbert who was so very slow. He caused a lot of traffic jams wherever he would go. The ants were always getting mad, and the beetles, they would fume. But Herb would always poke along and sing this little tune. Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember, remember that God is patient too, and thinks of all the times when others have to wait for you. When Herbert was much younger, he often got in trouble. Forgetting that he was a snail, he did things on the double. He'd crash through every spider web or cricket he'd collide, till one day Herbert's father took his feeding son aside and sang that little chorus. As you can well imagine, there's a moral to this tale. Some of you may find yourself behind a creeping snail. So if you are impatient and you're easily disturbed, think about this little song and take a tip from her. Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember, remember that God is patient too, and think of all the other times when others wait on you. I like that song. But the biblical meaning of patience is a little bit more than waiting for people a little bit slower than you when you're behind people that are slower than you. And so I want to read this verse again that I'm going to preach mostly from in verse 11 of our text. Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. Now, that was Paul's prayer for the Colossian Christians. And our prayer for patience would go something like this. Lord, give me patience and give it to me quick. Please hurry. Paul's prayer was different because he was saying, Lord, strengthen them with all power according to your glorious might so that they may have great endurance and patience. Paul knew that Christians need patience. All Christians need patience. Patience is a fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives that helps us to hold on to our faith in tough times. Now, how do we get patience? Well, patience is a fruit, and a fruit takes time to grow. In fact, it's one of the fruits of the Spirit, but it's a fruit that's the most like a fruit. Of the Spirit, patience, the growth of patience is most like a fruit. And why is this so? It takes a lot of work and a lot of waiting when you are waiting for the Holy Spirit to produce this fruit in your life. Fruit comes from a seed, doesn't it? Well, you have to plant the seed. It takes a little while for a seed to become a sapling. It's not producing fruit. And then it becomes a tree. And you see these blossoms. The fruit's not there yet. You've got to wait till summer. You know, and after summer, the harvest time, then you can taste the ripe fruit. And the interval between the seed planting and the biting into nice, delicious fruit, that interval is called patience. It's a long wait, and it's a lot of work. Well, the Holy Spirit is a patient gardener. And he's growing this fruit in us. We get frustrated with the process sometimes, and when we are frustrated, it shows that he's not done with us yet. We're frustrated. We shouldn't be. We should be patient. Well, in all of us, patience is a whip. Terry, do you know what a whip is? What is it? Oh, no. I thought he would know because he's an artist. Well, I'm taking my first art course. And a whip is a work in progress. Work in progress. They say whip at the bottom of the...
Yes! I know you did.
I thought you'd think that. Well, anyway. No. It's a work in... It's a new term that I've learned. And often we appeal to other people with this... people used to wear this button. And it goes like this. PBPWMDINFWMY. You remember all what that means? It means, please be patient with me. God is not finished with you yet. Well, that's an appeal for ourselves. But we need to turn it around and make it universal. We need to say, please be patient with everybody. God is not finished with anybody yet. We are all with. Not with. Okay. Well, growth and patience can also be likened. Now, that's like growing fruit, but growth and patience can also be like a classroom, be like a learning process. And the Holy Spirit is a patient teacher as well as a patient gardener. And he's a patient teacher who arranges, who specifically or especially arranges the classroom and individualizes the curriculum for every single person, for each student that he has. And what he's doing, he's moving us along toward a successful graduation with a diploma in our hands, and that diploma is a patient and persistent faith that we've had. We're clutching that diploma as we leave this world. Well, back in 1993, I wrote a poem called God's Classroom that captured this concept, not necessarily for patients, but for all the fruits of spirit, for everything in our life. God's Classroom. We are students in the schoolhouse of the Master, safely seated in the classroom of the King. And the pace is never harder, never faster than the learning speed and study skills we bring. God has placed us in the courses we are taking for specific needs we may not even know. He arranged... Would you pull that and unplug it again? God has placed us in the courses we are taking for specific needs we may not even know. He arranges private lessons for our breaking to uproot the pride that will not let us grow. God's curriculum is thorough for our training. We can trust the wise assignments he has planned. He has teaching methods far beyond explaining, and no failing grade will issue from his hands. We should never focus on the work of others. We must study the material we're shown. He is tutoring our sisters and our brothers in a special pattern known to him alone. We must free our friends and relatives for learning, knowing that his course design is right for each. We can rest, for he is perfectly discerning when it's time and what is best for him to teach. Well, that poem makes us ask a question, or answers the question a little bit. Why is life filled with so many ups and downs, trials and failures, roadblocks and detours? Seems like there's a lot of it in our life. Well, these are all God's testing sessions in his classroom for us. Testing sessions. That's where the fruit of patience is grown. James 1, 2, and 3 are probably familiar with this passage. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So God is concerned that we have the fruit of patience in our lives because it allows us to reflect what he is like. He wants that in our lives so that we will reflect to others what he is like. Patience is a fruit that identifies us with God. God wants us to be like Him. It says in this passage, because this verse 11 that we're talking about here is sandwiched in between two other verses that show the relationship we have with God and our identification with God. In verse 10, Paul is praying that Christians would have a life worthy of the Lord. We're supposed to have a relationship with God so that we're living a life that's worthy of the Lord, bearing fruit in every good work. And in verse 11, the only verse that's mentioned is patience. Well, in verse 12, Paul points to our destination, the destination of our faith, a faith that anticipates that destination patiently. And that is the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. That's our destination, and that's what our faith is patiently anticipating, patiently holding on to. God wants in us the same kind of patience that Jesus had when He was facing the cross. He manifested perfectly a kind of a patience. In Hebrews 12, and later on I think we're going to come to this passage in our, when I get back to preaching through Hebrews, Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 2. This is just part of the verses. Let us run with patience the race that God set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross. That word endured has the same root for the word patience. Jesus manifested it on the cross. Now God is into righteousness, peace, and joy. That's what His lifestyle is like. And that's the lifestyle He wants us to have. I think it was just a couple of weeks ago that I talked about joy, and I used a passage, and I'm going to quote from it again. But it's the passage where righteousness, peace, and joy is the definition of God's kingdom. It says in Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, people are longing for a place like that. Human beings are longing for a place like that, but it's not in this world, because in this world, righteousness, peace, and joy meet lots of opposition. Meet lots of opposition. Well, God did something about that in Christ. He brought the future kingdom of light, the inheritance that we're waiting for, the inheritance of God's children in the kingdom of light. He has brought the kingdom of heaven into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, He has brought this kingdom into our hearts. He said this when He was here on earth, that He had already done something about our problem with experiencing the kingdom. He said, I have told you these things so that in me, Christ said, you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And in some translations, be cheerful, be joyful. I have overcome the world. We might ask the question, Lord, if you have conquered this, if you've conquered this world, why don't you come back and take over? Take possession. Come start reigning now. We want to have righteousness, peace, and joy now. We want our reward now. That's a little frustration that we haven't quite got finished with. But God is patient. God is patient in His program of saving the lost. You see, He's waiting to save more people. When He comes back, it's all over. The salvation program ends when He gets back here. But He's in the program of saving souls out of this fallen world. In fact, 2 Peter says this, the Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, His promise of coming back. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. And then later in the passage, a few verses down, it says, bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation. God's patience with us means our salvation. And salvation is not just accepting Christ into your heart. I hope everyone in this room has done that. You need to if you haven't. Accept Christ into your heart. Just invite him in. Ask forgiveness of your sins. Say, come on in, Lord Jesus. I need you. I want you to be my Lord. That's what we usually think of salvation. But salvation in the biblical sense means deliverance from all things. And one of the things is impatience. And to deliver us into the kingdom of God. Salvation is deliverance into the fullness of God's fullness. The fullness of joy. And when we have that, we can rest in the midst of trials and tribulations. We can rest with patience, holding on to our faith. Well, God is patient with Christians that haven't learned it yet, right? He's patient with us, and there are so many of us, and we think we all need to be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, so that we may have great endurance and patience. Paul prayed that for believers, and some people say, no, never pray for patience. Why? Because look, what happens if you pray for patience? Because the Bible says tribulation worketh patience. In other words, you have to have tribulation in your life in order to get patience. So don't pray for patience or you'll get trouble. So that's what they're talking about. But let me tell you, they've got it wrong. You see, the trouble already here. We don't have to invite any. It's already here. We're facing it. We've already got problems. Trouble has always been here. What we need is to have strength to hold on to our faith in the tough times. We need the Holy Spirit's fruit of patience to hold on to our faith in tough times. Let's pray. Father God, all of us experience this. All of us experience tough times, problems, ups and downs, detours and roadblocks, and trials and errors. But especially trials. Lord, there's so many things we go through that we don't like. We'd rather not. Lord, we need patience. We need this fruit of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for giving us so many helps along life's way, and this is one of them. We need your strength. We need your power, the power of the Holy Spirit, bringing patience into our lives. Lord, as we go through these fruits, this is a major one. We need it. And we ask for it. You should bring it into our lives in Jesus' name. Amen.